Jake Shimabukuro, welcome.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I know you had to be here. You had to do a lot of driving through some snow and stuff to get here, huh?
Oh yeah. Well, the tour started in Rochester, and but you know, it's been nice, you know, because I was born and raised in Hawaii. And we don't get a lot of snow there, so this is actually a nice change.
See, I was picturing you started in New York and you're coming south, but it keeps snowing. Like at some point, it's supposed to stop, right?
It's been following us. I don't know what's going on. No, but it's beautiful. I mean, last night we were in Roanoke, and. Right. And, oh, after the show, it just started snowing, I mean, heavily, but it was gorgeous. It was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. Well, thanks again for, I know I'm doing a lot of driving to get in here today. You have a brand new CD. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
The title of the disc is?
Peace, Love, Ukulele.
Yeah, that's just the greatest title. How'd you come up with that?
Well, I mean, I've always felt that the ukulele is the instrument of peace, you know, because if... I would joke around and say, if everyone played the ukulele, the world would be a better place.
Right.
Because there's something about the instrument that just, it brings out the kid in you. Mm. And it's hard to be angry when you're strumming an ukulele.
Yeah. Whenever I type in your name, any search anywhere, that quote comes up. Yeah, the world
Oh, really?
Would be a better place if everyone
Oh,
played.
Awesome. So.
Yeah, maybe everyone out there, you know, it's one of those instruments, like a lot of people have them, you know, they just.
Yeah, they do. They, you know, everyone's got an ukulele buried in their closet somewhere.
Yeah. They just don't sound the same when they play them as when you play it. So.
No. Well, I mean, I started out playing a lot of traditional Hawaiian music. And actually, I started playing when I was about 4 years old. My mom was my first teacher. And I learned three chords, you know, just the traditional three-chord Hawaiian vamp. And that's all I played all the time. And I absolutely loved it. I mean, there was, you know, something about those three chords that... that just could hold my attention for hours and hours and hours at a time, and never got tired of playing that.
Yeah, is your mom follow your career, or listen to your music now?
Yeah, of course. You know, my parents are very supportive, and they always love music. But we never thought. I mean, when I was growing up, there was no such thing as a, you know, touring solo ukulele player. So this is we're all pretty stunned. I mean, even for myself, I pinch myself every morning. I can't believe this is happening. So.
There is something about the instrument. I don't know what it is. If you feel, maybe in Hawaii it's different, but just the connotation of ukulele kind of makes people chuckle a little bit.
No, exactly. I mean, just saying the name. You just mention to someone, I'm an ukulele player, and they'll laugh.
Yeah.
And I think that's great because, you know, because there's something about the instrument that allows people to be silly. I mean, you know, it's not intimidating. You're not afraid to pick it up and play it for the first time. And I think every musical instrument should be like that. Music should be something for everyone. No one should ever feel that, I can never be a musician. It's just too hard. You know, I mean, because there's something, when you empower people to pick up an instrument and play and create music, create something beautiful themselves, I mean, there's so much magic in that. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's more therapeutic than anything else out there. I mean, you can just strum the ukulele for about a minute, and that's equivalent to an entire yoga session. I mean, that's how I feel. It's the most relaxing, uplifting thing that you can do.
Yeah, well said. Jake's show is tonight in UNC Asheville, Lipinski Auditorium there at UNC Asheville, about 8 o'clock or so.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Sweet. Let's get a song. What are you going to start us off with today?
All right. Well, here, I'll start off with a little tune here. This is a song off the new album, and it's the first track off of the first track off of the new album, and it's a song called 143. And this is a tune that was inspired by my days in high school when I was in high school, we didn't have cell phones yet. And I don't know how we got around without cell phones back then. But so there was no text messaging. So in high school, we carried pagers. And 143 was a numeric code for I love you. So if you're dating someone, the romantic thing to do was to page them. And you put in your phone number, and then you put a dash, and you put 143. And that was kind of the sweet romantic thing to do. So this is kind of an ukulele love song. And it goes something like this. Thank you.
All right, this is WNCW. This is live music from Jake Shimabukuro. And that's the song that leads off the new CD, which is called Peace, Love, Ukulele. And that's a ukulele love song. It's gorgeous.
Oh, thank you very much.
Such an ecstatic piece of music.
You know, it's one of those things, you know, it's like when you meet someone and you're in love, you get those butterflies and, you know, you're really excited. And it's funny because, you know, there's that bridge part where I play those.
Yeah.
You know, and they're basically seven notes because, you know, the seven notes, you know, it's seven digits when you call someone and page someone. So that was kind of, you know, I always kind of think of little corny things like that. It helps me to write a song, you know.
Writing a song like that, what is it? I mean, to me, it's very melody driven. Is that where it starts with you? Or
yeah, well, basically, you know, because the song is called 1-4-3. So I tried to base everything upon those numbers, you know, or everything that relates to it, you know, like the series of seven notes, you know, because, you know, seven digits in a phone number or when you're paging someone. The 1-4-3, because, you know, like when you're paging, I mean, not paging, but in chords with music, the song is basically, starts in the one or the root, you know, position. So like in A, so one would be the A, and then the four would be the fourth or the suspended, you know, which is kind of this sound. You know, and then coming back to the third, the major third, so you get that, the whole 1-4-3, so 1-4, you know, which is the suspended fourth, and coming back to the major third. So it's kind of, you know, I'm kind of geeking out on the on the chords there, but you know, I mean it's kind of corny, but to me that's what helps to write the song, and that's what for me gives it meaning and makes it relate to, you know, what I'm trying to, the story that I'm trying to tell, I guess.
It's like a narrative.
Yeah, yeah.
Much is said about with the ukulele. You know, it's such a little instrument, and there's just those four strings. There's just not that many notes there.
It's funny because I'm sorry.
Because it's two octaves, right?
Yeah. Basically, you know, if you play the piano, it's funny because the ukulele, the strange thing about the tuning is that even though you have four strings, your lowest string is actually your third string. Here, you start with if you start with the first string, it's an A, and it drops down to an E, and then a C, and then a high G on the top. So your lowest string is actually your third string, which is middle C. So if you were to sit in front of a piano and you were to hit the middle C, it'd be like plucking the open third string of the ukulele. And then from there, I have a C above that. And then I have one more C above that way up here. So basically, that's the entire range of the ukulele. So if you sat in front of a piano and looked at from middle C and two Cs above that, just those two octaves completes the entire range of the ukulele. And so it becomes very challenging, you know, when you're working out tunes, because you have a limited range. It's hard to play a solo arrangement and make it sound full, you know, to capture the melody, to keep the rhythm going, to make the harmony and interesting enough and colorful enough. So for me, it's always a challenge. You know, I'm always trying to just use my imagination and try to take advantage of the other tools, you know, in music. Like, for example, I love dynamics. So I love playing with a lot of dynamics. That's one of the strengths, I think, of string instruments, is that you can pretty much bring it down to nothing, you know, versus if you play the horn or if you play, you know, a lot of other instruments, you have to already play at a certain volume just to create a tone. And otherwise, you're just blowing air, just, you know, you don't hear the note. So, but with stringed instruments, you can always bring it down, I mean, to absolutely nothing. And to me, that's one of the greatest things about the ukulele, is that, of course, in a room, I may not be able to play as loud as a trumpet, but I can always play much softer than a trumpet. And to me, I find a lot of power in that.
Yeah. But you've developed a lot of techniques that no one else really has done on the ukulele. Is that...
Yeah, I mean, I started out playing a lot of traditional Hawaiian music, but then, you know, Bruce Lee was one of my heroes when I was a kid, and I was always so fascinated by his philosophy in martial arts, because he was, you know, he he was kind of preaching this idea of mixed martial arts like 30 years ago. And as you know now, that's the way to go, right? But, you know, he was so ahead of his time, and he was so open to like karate, aikido, judo, even boxing. I mean, just everything. He found something that he liked in all of these different styles. And when I was a kid, I remember thinking to myself, wow, music's kind of like that. We have jazz, we have classical, we have rock, we have blues. Those are all just like different forms of martial arts. And so I thought, well, if Bruce Lee played the ukulele, right, he would embrace all of these different styles, and he'd find a way to, he'd find things that he liked in each of these styles, and find a way that it would, that he could honestly express that through, you know, through the kind of person that, that he was. And so that's always what I tried to do. I mean, I would listen to blues, I would listen to jazz tunes, you know, classical tunes, blues tunes, rock tunes, and try to just try to take that and not just take the notes or the chords, but to take the feeling, mm-hmm. you know, the soul behind it, and try to, and really express that, you know, in a way that I'm familiar with, or in a way that I feel was honest and true to me, to myself.
I don't know if you know the piano player Hiromi.
Yes, of course.
It's so funny because I had an interview with her, and she said, I swear it was the same thing you just told me, that her inspiration was Bruce Lee as a musician.
Oh, really?
She looked at Bruce Lee, and the way that he improvised was artistic. And it's really funny to hear. It's almost the same conversation.
Wow. So, yeah. Oh, that's my, yeah, well, if I ever run into her, I'll definitely mention something. Yeah, I mean, I think she's fantastic. Yeah. She is so incredible. And then, and the way that she plays, you know, she plays with so much commitment and conviction, I should say. You know, I mean, every note, I mean, she really nails it. I mean,
precision, just intensity and precision, passionate.
Mm-hmm. She's phenomenal.
Also, I was thinking about, it was kind of a segue, because her talent is so outrageous, and just mm-hmm. in terms of technique. And I wonder if you, because you have this mind-boggling technique, is there ever sort of a problem like not being just showing up, you know what I'm saying, service of the music versus the technique?
For me, it's always about, it's not so much about the technique, but every time you learn a new technique, that's just like another color that you have on your palette, or another tool that you can put on your belt. You know, but it's like, but at the same time, you know, it's, I remember sometimes watching players and when they perform, and they'll get up on stage, and the very first song of the night, they're out there, and it's like all of their tools come out, right. You know? And so you watch that, and you're just like, wow, and you're just blown away. And then, but the second song, all the tools come out again, and you're just like, oh my goodness, you're just stunned, right? But then by the third song, the fourth song, the fifth song, the sixth song, it just, you know, it's kind of like you showed it all, you know, there's no surprises now. And so I always observed that, and I always took that to heart, because I thought that, you know, it really doesn't matter how much technique you have or what you know, but it's really how you choose to use it. You know, it's, even if you don't have a lot of technique, I mean, you could just play one note all night long. But if you play the right note at the right time with the right spirit behind it, you're going to move people. People are going to walk away feeling like that was the most incredible thing I had ever seen. And, you know, so it's really not so much about the technique. It's more about the content and the spirit that you play with. And, you know, someone like everyone's different. You know, some people can express the same idea in two notes, and for some people it may be 20. But if the same spirit comes across, mm-hmm. then it doesn't matter. You know, I mean, the most important thing is how you get there. It's like when you're talking to someone or a really good speaker, someone who's very articulate can get their point across, you know, in 10 seconds. But, you know, but then someone who may not be as good a speaker, maybe it takes them a little longer and they may stumble. But if the heart's in the right place and the message comes across, that's all that matters.
Nice. Jake Shimabukuro, who's playing live tonight at Lipinski Auditorium at UNC Asheville tonight about 8 o'clock, something like that.
Yeah, looking forward
to
it.
Let's get another song. What's next?
All right. Well, here's here's another one off the new album. And this is a song that was, it's kind of an ukulele rock tune. And I love rock and roll. And I always imagined, I always thought, you know, an ukulele concert should be like a rock concert. You know, it should be high energy and just a lot of fun, you know, people having a great time screaming and yelling. And so this is a song called Bring Your Ads, because in ads is actually, it's a small, it's a miniature axe. It's an ancient cutting tool that the Hawaiians would use to cut wood, you know, for their canoes and things like that. And in rock and roll, there's a common phrase that goes, bring your axe, because people, you know, they refer to their guitars as their axe. So the ukulele is a little smaller than a guitar. So I thought, well, this could be the ukulele, the Hawaiian ukulele version of that phrase. So this is a song called Bring Your Ads. It goes something like this.
It's WNCW, the Hawaiian ads wielder there, Jake Shimabukuro. Bring your ads. ADZ is how you spell the word.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
Shredding on the ukulele, right? No. Do you ever plug in? Have you ever done the electric thing?
Oh, yeah. When I was just out of high school, in fact, I used to play in a band called Cologne, and that was when I was really going through a very experimental phase. It was... I remember I had a pedal board that weighed about 60 pounds. I mean, I had a wah-wah pedal in there. I had a boomerang, you know, as a looper. I had a couple of line six distortion pedals. I even had a, what else did I have in there? I had a couple of overdrive pedals, a seek wah, just pretty much, I mean, whatever I could fit on that pedal board is what I put on there. And I actually built my own pedal board because there wasn't a pedal board large enough to put all the pedals that I wanted to put on there. So I built my own pedal board. Luckily, my dad, you know, he's a carpenter, so he helped me out, and we made this nice koa. It was actually made out of koa wood. It was a beautiful, beautiful pedal board. And I played through, at first, I had a Mesa Boogie amp, and then later on I went to a Marshall Stack, and it was fantastic. I mean, I was very experimental with different tubes and all that. And in fact, on some of my earlier records, I did a lot of distortion ukulele, but it kind of, you know, because I spent a lot of time like trying to get a good tone, you know, and just trying to get a good tone with the instrument. Because especially when you're working with a piezo pickup, it's hard to get a really good tone, you know. And I would experiment with a lot of different equipment and things, and to find what worked best for the ukulele. And when I finally started to get a really good tone, I started recording some stuff with it, and I have a couple albums. There's an album called Sunday Morning where I did a song called Toastmaker's Revenge, and I did some really heavy. It was kind of like a heavy metal ukulele thing, and I did a lot of heavy ukulele distortion on that. And then there were a couple of a song called Heartbeat and I've Been Thinking and things like that. But then after releasing the album, people started coming up to me and saying, "Wow, hey, who was the electric guitar player you had on that record?" And then, you know, and I was like, "Oh no, that was the ukulele." And they're like, "Really? That was the uke? Oh, okay." But so to me, I realized that if people are thinking that's an electric guitar, or if I'm trying to make the ukulele sound like an electric guitar, I mean, you know, if I want an electric guitar part, you know, the best thing to do would be to get Steve Lukather on the phone and, you know, have him come into the studio and nail down an electric guitar part. It ain't going to get any better than that, right? So I realized that, you know what, that's not the direction I want to go. You know, because for me, what drew me to the instrument was the natural acoustic sound of the ukulele, and then I realized, like, wow! I remember doing this. I was on tour, and there was a band that was performing, and a friend of mine was playing in a band, and they asked me to come sit in. I had my ukulele with me, but I didn't have my pedal board with me, and I remember thinking to myself, like, oh. And I remember telling them, like, oh, you know what? I have my pedal board in the car. You know, let me go. They were like, no, just come plug in. And I remember kind of freaking out because I thought, I can't play without my pedal board. And that, at that moment, I realized, hey, what's up with that? Because I'm an ukulele player, not a pedal board player, right? So at that moment, I remember distinctly that moment, I decided to just toss my pedal board, and I said, you know what, I'm going to go back and learn how to play my instrument, because there's something wrong with me if I feel like I can't play without, you know, the pedal board. And then, so then I went back, and I tell you, man, playing solo ukulele without the pedal board was so scary, because I didn't have all the echoes that I wanted, and the delays, and the lush reverbs, and everything felt so bare and so naked, and I remember just every time I'd play a note, I'd cringe and I'd be like, oh my goodness, you know, it sounds horrible. But it was the best thing that happened that I could have done, because through that experience, I mean, I drilled myself. I practiced so hard just to get a tone that I was happy with, and to use my fingers in a way so that I could get different tone colors and get different sounds, you know, I mean. Before it was as simple as just stepping on a pedal, and then I'm in a whole new world. But now it's like I really have to use my fingers, I have to use my technique, I have to use my own imagination, my own body, you know, to manipulate the instrument and manipulate the sound so that I can express the precise emotions that I want. And I tell you, that's it's been so fulfilling. And it's so much easier on my back now because I don't have to carry all this heavy equipment, you know. It's just an ukulele and it's beautiful.
You travel light, you know.
It's very light. It's just an ukulele and a backpack. A
little old case there. Jake Shimabukuro, who's playing at Lipinski Auditorium at UNC Asheville tonight at 8 o'clock. Isn't it fun to watch Jake play? The look on your face. I don't know if you ever looked at you, you know. You don't, but trust me.
I don't like to look at myself when I'm playing, but it's...
You look like... I believe what you're saying about...
You know, I really enjoy it. Really do. I mean, it's... I always have a blast performing, yeah.
Let's get another song. What's next?
All right. Well, here's another one off the record, and this is a really fun one, actually. This was kind of when I've been doing interviews, people ask me, you know, they'll comment and say, you know, you play a lot of different styles of music, so do you think any song is possible on the ukulele? And of course, I'm I'm always a little careful, you know, how I answer that question, but I'll say, you know, I'll always say that, well, if you use your imagination and if you're stubborn enough, I think you can make any song work. And they'll always stump me with this question. They'll say, well, can you play Bohemian Rhapsody? And so last year, I remember just thinking to myself, well, I better put my money where my mouth is. So with this new record, I thought, all right, let me see if I can, you know, come up with a solo arrangement of this song. And, you know, a song like Bohemian Rhapsody is such an epic rock tune. I mean, it's one of those songs that you don't dare mess with. But I thought, you know, I thought, wow, how am I going to make this work on ukulele? Because, again, it's not just about capturing, it's not just about playing the right notes or the right chords. But again, it goes back to capturing the spirit and the essence of the song, you know, because that tune takes you on a journey. I mean, from each section, I mean, it takes you on a journey. And I just thought to myself, how am I going to capture all of those different things, you know, on four strings? And I got to tell you, it was a lot of sleepless nights. There were so many times where I just wanted to throw in the white towel, just a few sections, you know, things like the Thunderbolts and Lightning, very, very frightening line. I mean, there's so much things going on in that. You know, the vocal lines are going one way, the bass line's going another way. And, you know, there's just so much movement. And so just trying to pick up on the subtle things like that, it was very difficult, you know, especially since I can only play four notes at once. But I'm going to stop talking now. But here's what I came up with. This is my take on one of the greatest rock tunes of all time. Here is Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. Thank you.
You're listening to WNCW, Jake Shimabukuro playing live today. The Bohemian Rhapsody. That's great. you know, if you're going to take a familiar song and just cover it, the challenge is to find something new, to expose something new within that piece of music. But it's very elegant.
Oh, thank you very much. You know, sometimes, you know, with that, with the original arrangement, the, I mean, it's so amazingly done. And there's just so much going on that sometimes it's easy to lose sight of the fact that it's a gorgeous song.
Yeah.
I mean, the melodies are so beautiful, and everything that goes on. I mean, the melodies are so delicate. I mean, but you know, but it's hard to realize that with all this boom 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 stuff going on, and but it's really a fantastic piece, and it's always such a joy to play.
Yeah, it's great. Jake Shimabukuro's new CD is called Peace, Love, and Ukulele. I don't say it correctly, but...
No, it's perfect.
And the show is tonight in Asheville at Lipinski Auditorium at UNC Asheville. You're heading over to Raleigh, I know, tomorrow night if people are heading east of our listening area.
Yeah.
What's the venue in Raleigh? Do you know?
I don't know the venue. Oh, what's it called? The Pine Cone? It's called the Pine Cone.
It's part of a beautiful music series of beautiful theater.
The Pinecone Music Series in Raleigh. If you go to our website at WNCW.org today, you can link to Jake's website and they can get all the information down there.
And you're Keenan and Raleigh, Keenan and Raleigh, UNC, right?
Couple shows in Raleigh.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Maybe. Jake, gotta pay attention to these things, man.
I know, I'm looking at my tour manager back there. I'm like, is that right? And he's nodding, yes. Okay.
Just get your ukulele. At least you don't have that darn soundboard, you know, that you have to carry.
Yeah, no. Sometimes, I mean, you know, it's just, I try not to think too far ahead because, you know, normally I just constantly focus on whatever I have to do today, and you know that's all I think about.
Hey, life is good, right?
Yep.
Thanks so much for coming, Jake.
Oh no, it's been a pleasure.
Congratulations on the new record. I hope you can find time to come again someday in the future. If you
I hope so. I mean, this is you know, I always love coming through the East Coast. I mean, it's beautiful out here. There's so much history, and people are always so nice. So it's always fantastic. Thank you.
We love your music. It's been a great session today. I hope you can do one more song for us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'll do one more here. This is a song that was inspired by the piano, and it's a song called Piano Forte. So it's my attempt at trying to make my ukulele sound more like a classical piano, I guess. Hope you like this. Thank you.
Pianoforte, the name of the song, Jake Shimabukuro, another song on his new CD, which is called Peace, Love, Ukulele. Jake, thanks so much, man. It was great.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Keep having fun. Keep bringing it.
Will do.
Aloha. All right. This is WNCW, where live Studio B broadcasts are made possible in part by Lake Lore and the Blue Ridge Foothills. Information at lakeloreandblueridgefoothills.com. Thanks again, Jake.